Venezuela, Germans took over Tovar town. Visiting the small charming and clean city Tovar feels like a trip back into a typical small German town 200 years ago. The language is a German dialect most current Germans would have a hard time following. On April 8, 1843, this town was established by 390 immigrants hailing from the autonomous state known as the Grand Duchy of Baden, specifically from a place called Kaiserstuhl. In 1843, the German farmers immigrated via Le Havre to Venezuela in Tovar. Their business is agriculture, vegetables, and fruits. They also brewed the first beer in Venezuela. Their products are popular on the markets in the Venezuelan capital Caracas. Aragua State is the sixth most populated state in Venezuela, accounting for 8.28% of the country's total population. In 2015, the state had a population of 2,093,224 residents. The population is primarily concentrated in the coastal and lower valley areas. The valleys of Aragua are highly populated, primarily due to the rapid industrialization of the city of Maracay and its metropolitan area, which has over 2.1 million inhabitants. Additionally, the area of influence of Maracay extends to the neighboring states of Carabobo and Guarico, encompassing more than 230,000 residents. The municipality of Tovar, in the north of the state, is populated almost entirely by white people of German descent, since this was the site of the Tovar colony, a town founded by Germans who immigrated to Venezuela in the 19th century. The municipality of Tovar, in the north of the state, is populated almost entirely by white people of German descent, since this was the site of the Tovar colony, a town founded by Germans who immigrated to Venezuela in the 19th century. The region has a highly diverse population resulting from immigration that has occurred from the 1950s until now. In the northern portion of the state, where the population density is highest and the largest urban area is located, there is a significant presence of white individuals, particularly in the municipalities of Tovar, Mario Briceño Irigoyri, and Hirarthot. The area of influence of Maracay extends to the neighboring states of Carabobo and Guarico, encompassing more than 230,000 residents. The majority of people in the area are a result of intermingling between Spaniards and local natives or Spaniards and Africans. The state has various small towns such as Colonia Tovar, Magdaleno, La Villa, Tocaron, Palo Negro, and others. These towns offer a rich artisan heritage that reflects their beliefs, lifestyle, and prosperity. Each town in the region is filled with talented artists and cultured individuals who contribute to the streets and homes with their creations and traditional handmade candies. Additionally, the central area boasts a prominent group of contemporary craftsmen representing the urban culture, located in the corridors of the Maracay Museum of Anthropology and History. www.youtube.com. Holger Timrek, who is originally from Dresden, is currently in Venezuela with his girlfriend, exploring the more unknown roads of this continent. He said, "Caracas is also cool." Holger has been working with German embassies in South America, arranging visits at schools and universities to share his incredible story of when he tried to escape former communist East Germany to the West and was thrown in prison. Being the first national park established in Venezuela in 1937 under the name of Rancho Grande, this park holds the distinction of being the oldest in the country. In 1953, it was renamed after a renowned Swiss geographer, botanist, and ethnologist who arrived in Venezuela in 1917 and conducted the classification of over 30,000 plants in the region. Characterized by its irregular and steep topography, the park primarily consists of metamorphic igneous rock formations. Additionally, rocky coastal environments can be found within its boundaries. Spanning from sea level to the summit of Cenizo Peak at 2,430 m, the park exhibits a diverse range of altitudes. The park is teeming with orchids, ferns, and climbing vines. The peak, part of the coastal range, stands tall and boasts lush rainforest vegetation adorning its sides. Its name pays tribute to Agustin Codazzi, an Italian naturalist cartographer and geographer who arrived in Venezuela in 1827. Codazzi played a pivotal role in encouraging German farmers to settle in this region, leading to its establishment.